This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Done a couple drafts like this before. We did things that aren't here anymore. We did cookout, barbecue, Memorial Day picnic foods. And this one, I think, may have reached the pinnacle here. The all-time Pittsburgh news team draft. Producer Matt, you will serve as the moderator and facilitator of this draft. So go ahead,
Matt,
put us on the
music.
Clock, my friend.
Some music here.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Oh, this is dramatic. I like it.
Yeah, not too loud. That's good. I like it.
All right, we'll keep it right here.
Nice news
Let
team
it sit.
Music.
Let it sit.
All right, so what's this exactly called again? One more time, Producer Matt?
I don't know. You named it. I've got to go through this.
Okay, I got it here. It is called... Okay. The Great Pittsburgh All-Time Local TV News Team Draft. Two Bang. Desk anchors, one field reporter, one weather person, one sports person we all get, right?
Yep. Okay, the draft order is Chris, Jim, me, then Colin. And then it'll snake back around. So,
of course.
Chris Mack, first right. overall. Let's hear it, sir.
Oh, this is... I told everyone and anyone that would ask me yesterday about this. I've been in love with our first overall pick since I was a kid. We've already got a contract negotiated before we even went on the clock. With the first overall pick in the all-time Pittsburgh news team draft, I take Joe DiNardo.
Of course. Of course, he was going to be first. No matter who, DiNardo was first, the king.
All right, Jimbo.
Okay, Chris, you just won the draft. Whoever got the first pick was going to win the draft because you knew it was going to be DiNardo. But I'm going to try to catch up here, and I will take, with the second overall pick, my good friend, Sally Wiggin.
Oh, wow.
That hurts. That hurts for me. I'll be honest. All right, I'm up.
Okay.
Oh, it ain't easy. I'm going with Pomp. With number
there it
three.
Is.
Pomp. Okay.
All right, Colin, you're up twice.
I am up twice in a row.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, it gets into what you want to do, like if you want to get your – if you think your weather person's going to be there or not. I am going with the fourth overall pick. I am going Bill Burns.
Big
pick
there.
Bill Burns with the fourth overall pick. Coming back with the fifth overall pick. Don Cannon. Give me Don Cannon.
Wow,
with the fifth overall pick. So
man.
I get both of my desk anchors.
Yes, that is a big move.
Double desk.
Yeah.
Double desk.
I was not going to take Don Cannon. I had somebody else ranked higher. Last minute, I just switched there. But Bill Burns and Don Cannon. I'll take.
Okay. That means I am up again. Oh, boy. I will go with Ray Tannehill.
Oh!
Good call. Oh, okay. Good call.
All right, Jim.
Might
you're
be
up.
A little bit of a reach there, but I like the pick nonetheless.
See, Colin, I am stunned that when you went with Bill Burns that you did not also pick Patty. I thought that's where you were going to go there. But I will go back to Channel 4, another good friend of mine in the past.
Yes, I'll take Paul Long, please.
Damn it, Jim, I knew you were going to take him. I had him queued up. I had his name written on the card, and you took him right out from underneath me. That's a great pick.
Oh,
there.
Sorry about that. What do you feel like, the Minnesota Vikings or something, or the Jets, whichever one it was that screwed up?
Yes. Yes, I do. All right. Well, I need a sports guy, and this is going to feel a little Channel 4 focused, but he's out there, and he did the sports for a time. So, Myron Cope.
Oh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I was right. Mm-hmm.
I've got DiNardo and Cope, which I think is a pretty strong start. I get to snake back around now, don't I, Matt?
Yes, you do.
All right. I've got weather and sports. I need an anchor. Jeez. A lot of big names off the board.
There's a lottery pick still there. Yes.
Oh, man. Or do I go with a reporter? Is it too early to go with a reporter?
What's the position ranking on that?
Yeah, this is a tough one for me. I'm back and forth. I'm all over the place. I'm going to go, her name's just mentioned, Patty Burns.
Yeah, I know.
That's a solid choice.
I was going to go Patty Burns over. Don Cannon's a lot of fun, though. Arrest his soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I went with him. But anyway. All right, who's up
now? All right, Jimbo.
Trying to think if I ever actually did go over to the Holiday Inn one of those evenings, but I'm not sure if I ever made it over there.
Music is spectacular.
Well, I'll tell you what, there are the sports reporter field is deep,
yes,
and there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think of, you know, who's the person that you don't want to see knocking on your door with a cameraman with them. This is a tough one. But, you know, I really like this guy, and he's a badass, and yet he's the nicest badass in town. Sheldon Ingram.
Oh, good.
That's your field reporter, right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, Sheldon Ingram. Okay.
All right, I'm up. I guess I'll stick with the field reporter as well. I'm going to go with the Shummer, John Shumway.
Shummer. Okay.
Good call, Matt. Although, let's not forget that at one point he couldn't remember what your first name was.
Yeah, we're going to forget that. You've got a history.
Is it my turn and I get two?
Yes.
I will go with the field reporter. What other man could have reported on a dead body found in a rental property that he owned? D. Thompson. Give me D. Thompson.
Great pick. At 12th overall, Colin. That is possibly the steal of the draft.
Yeah. And then I will take I'll go weather here, I guess. Bob Kuzma.
Oh.
Good call.
You didn't.
Kuzma.
Thank you. Thank
Hazy,
you very
hot
much.
Hot and humid.
A UNH graduate, I believe, Bob Kuzma.
I kind of thought I could stash him.
Wrong.
Oh, man. That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm up again, and I need weather here. I'm going to go with John Burnett.
Oh. That's highly questionable. That's a John Reinstra sort of pick, but go ahead.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Reinstra. You got
I'm not a big news watcher here, so I'm already behind the eight ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, this is not going to be a classic former KDKA weatherman, like 35 feet down the hall from you right now.
I know. He was on my board. Man. I didn't go with him.
All right.
All right, so it's to me?
Yep.
It's to you.
Okay, I got to Colin stole my weather guy, but I'm always happy to settle for Ashley Dougherty.
Oh, there you go. I knew it.
There it is.
Yeah, plus one Ashley Dougherty at this point, Jim. Big news.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like a package deal.
You get a prospect as a part of the package.
It's like getting,
good work,
like getting
Jim.
Both Boses.
Yes.
Both All right. Boses. All right. Let's see. I've got an anchor. I've got weather. I've got sports. I need another anchor and a reporter. We are going to go with the double female anchor desk.
Oh.
I've got Patty Burns already. I'm going Patrice King Brown.
Oh, there you go.
No.
Ooh, I like that pick.
Yeah.
I do like that pick.
Okay, Chris,
right.
you're up
oh,
again.
I get, I, My final pick.
Yep.
I liken this to when Tommy Lasorda was asked to take Mike Piazza late in the draft, but he ended up getting a Hall of Famer out of him. And he's a good friend. He's personally fixed my lawnmower before. And he's a Hall of Famer in my book, Ross Guidotti.
Ross the boss. Ross the boss. So. Ross the boss, the only guy. Hey, Ross, 3 minutes ago, there were 9 people murdered inside this house. Well, I'm just going to go knock on the door. I mean, that's how that guy operates.
No bleeps given.
None. None at all. All right, who's up?
Jim's up. Last
okay.
pick.
Okay, I need a sports guy, right? Or a sports yeah. person.
Yeah, so do I.
There's a pick that I desperately want to make, but I kind of can't do it. There's a couple of them. But I'm going to go with Sam Nover.
You dog.
Why, was that your
all
guy?
Right. That was he was next. He was on my big board next as my sports guy. I've got a big board drawn up. Now who's up?
I am up with my last pick here to end this terrible draft for me, I think. I think I really screwed up. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to end with Ken Rice.
Ken? Oh, okay. Good. Dude. That's solid.
Yeah. He was high on my board.
By the way, I just got yelled at by Larry Richard. He just came in
here. Now, my sports guy is all that I got left, and it's down to 2. It's either Fedco or Bill Curry.
Wow.
Both on my board.
Yeah, Bill Curry's kind of an old-timer pick, though. Gunn is not on. Derek Gunn and Alan Cutler are both out, I believe.
Kurt Angle not on your sports guy list?
He was Mark on my Malone. List.
No. I am going Fedco. Give me Fedco. You know what? Not Fedco, though. Give me Fedco. So I like my team. I like my chance.
All right.
Bill Curry is – here's why. Bill Curry is – he should have been picked, but this is a lot of recency bias here.
You're right. They're true.
Yeah.
Give me Fedco. Yes. And,
all right. Good call.
Did Stan Saverin go unpicked?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I had a tough time not taking Stan, but I the one sports guy you could take ahead of Stan, I think, is Cope, definitely.
And how does Edie Tarbox or how does Darius Chisholm not make her way onto a team?
That's a good one. I'd forgotten about her. I had Edie Tarbox was on my list.
Yeah, I had Lauren Mann. I wanted the Preacher Man on, but I couldn't find a spot for him.
There's also the longest tenured anchor team in Pittsburgh.
Peggy David Finnegan
Johnson
and David Johnson.
Finnegan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the
okay,
reporters
so
that are look at the reporters that are out there.
Oh, there's oh, a lot. Harold Hayes.
Ralph yes. Iannotti.
Yeah.
Brenda Waters.
Brenda
Holden.
Alan Jennings.
Ooh, yeah.
How about our friend Rick Earl?
Rick Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Andy Sheehan.
They'll be destroyed.
All right, so that was fun.
All right, we'll tweet out the results. You guys can judge us for them and tell us where we screwed up. The all-time Pittsburgh news team draft. No, he'd just get mad at us for picking them. Yeah. Hey, dude, talk about the sports. Stop talking about this made-up stuff. What's wrong with you?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.